Greetings of grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. For a sermon text this morning for Father's Day, I've chosen to look into the Old Testament and to go to the book of Joshua. I'd like to read the first chapter of Joshua this morning as our text of meditation. So again, that's the book of Joshua, the first chapter, and I'm going to read the entire first chapter. It's 18 verses. Again, that's Joshua chapter 1, and we'll begin reading from verse 1, where we read in the name of our Lord. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, Pass through the host and command the people, saying, Prepare you victuals or food, for within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan to go and to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess. And to the Reubenites and to the Gadites and to half the tribe of Manasseh spake Joshua, saying, Remember the word which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, The Lord your God hath given you rest and hath given you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side Jordan, but ye shall pass before your brethren armed, all the mighty men of valor, and help them, until the Lord hath given your brethren rest, as he hath given you, and they also which possess the land which and they also have possessed the land which the Lord your God giveth them. Then shall ye return unto the land of your possession and enjoy it, which Moses and the Lord's servant gave you on this side Jordan toward the sun rising. And they answered Joshua, saying, All that thou commandest us, we will do. And whithersoever thou sendest us, we will go. According as we hearkened unto Moses in all things, so will we hearken unto thee. Only the Lord thy God be with thee as he was with Moses. Whosoever he be that doth rebel against thy commandment and will not hearken unto thy words and all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and be of good courage. Amen. Shall we pray? Gracious Father, we thank you again this morning for your word. We thank you, Father, even this morning for the opportunity you have given to us to meditate thereon, and we ask for your guidance, we ask for your wisdom, we ask that indeed, Lord, you would teach us. So, Lord, sanctify us in the truth, for your word is everlasting truth. Amen. The book of Joshua is quite an interesting book when you read through it, and if you have ever read through it, you'll see all the way through it's all about conquest and victory. Although there are a few times when there wasn't victory because of the people now looking at their own strength or figuring, well, you know, this enemy looks small, so we won't even ask God for any help. We'll just go there and take care of it ourselves. And I don't intend really to preach to you a historical sermon this morning on Joshua, but as I read through this earlier this week, it struck me how the instruction of the word is relevant for every age. When Joshua was instructed by God, the instruction that Joshua receives is good instruction for you and I as well. It's a very interesting thing that takes place. Moses, as perhaps most of you know, was not able to enter into the promised land because of what he had done at a certain place. I think it was in Horeb, and I'm going off of memory here. I probably shouldn't have done that. But nevertheless, he was told to speak to the rock so that the people would get water because they were thirsty. And Moses did not listen. He actually spoke to the people in a very harsh way, and he struck the rock with his rod, and the water did issue forth. But the Lord said, because you did not hearken unto my word, you will not be able to lead this people into the promised land. And so Joshua is the one who's given the task. Now, interestingly enough, there's a correlation, there's a parallel, actually, between the Joshua of the old and the Joshua of the new. Yeshua, which is the Hebrew name for Joshua, is also akin to the name for Jesus, Jesus, which is the name in Greek. They both actually have the same meaning. They mean Savior. The new Joshua now is the one that we follow. We don't follow this Joshua who's laid out here for us in the Bible. But actually what we look at as we consider some of the Old Testament writings, as we consider the wisdom, first of all, and what God instructs these men to do. And I purposely, as I read this text, looked at it in light of Father's Day. Because very often we as dads are wimps. And I think sometimes we need encouragement. You know, we're afraid sometimes to confront the issues perhaps that arise in our family. We're afraid to speak directly to our children. We're afraid to actually stand up within our homes and lead like God has told us to do. It's like I mentioned on Mother's Day, sometimes we make the error of thinking that we need to be our children's buddies. We need to be their friends. And that's okay. It's not like that's bad in and of itself, but God hasn't called you to be their friend. He's called you to be their dad, their father. And therefore, you are to be one who leads in your home. You are to be one who they look to for guidance as they go through life. As you do life together, they are the ones who are now going to look to you for guidance and for direction. And so, when God encourages Joshua, the same encouragement comes down for us as well, to be strong. You see, too often I think, at least, and I'm speaking for myself, too often I want to go off to the mindset of, well, you know, I'm not really that good, I'm not really that strong or that courageous, you know, my nature is a little bit more laid back, I'm not one to speak boldly, or whatever else it might be. It's very easy to come up with a whole myriad, a whole list of excuses of why I wouldn't stand up and simply stand on the word of God. This is exactly what the servant of Moses, that God, through this servant of Moses, speaks unto Joshua. He tells them very clearly, now that Moses is dead, your job is to lead these people into the promised land. And that's a daunting task. If you were in the position of Joshua on that day when the Lord comes to you and says, okay, see all these people here who are gathered here, all of these Israelites, your job is now to lead them into the promised land. You are to go there with this group of people. And he had walked with them for how many years now? And he had seen their rebellion. He had seen all of these things that had taken place. And it was a large group of people. But God says what to him? You see, my friends, you dads out there this morning, God tells us in his word, I will be with you. This is what he tells Joshua, be strong, be courageous, because I will be with you. I will never fail you, and I will never forsake you. Why do I think that God is going to fail me or forsake me today? Do you realize that this same instruction was first given to Moses earlier on in Deuteronomy, then Moses carried it over to Joshua, and Joshua is going to carry it over to his officers, those who are the leaders of the army, and they're going to turn around and say the same thing to Joshua, because this illustrates for us a very clear teaching about the kingdom of God to which you and I belong. We don't stand on our own. We are not separate islands unto ourselves where we simply make our own way in this world. We are a body of people who work together, who have to work together to go forth in this world and to proclaim the name of the new Joshua. The one who has in fact defeated every foe for us. And now instructs us to simply follow me. When Jesus turns to his people, to the people who are listening to his message, this is what he tells them. This is what I want you to do. Two words. Follow me. It's no different for you dads. Or for this dad. The simple instruction out of the scripture is this. We are to follow now the leading of the Holy Word and the Holy Spirit of God. As God instructs us, just like he did with Joshua in the text that we read here this morning, he instructs you this morning as well. Be strong. Be courageous. For I am with you always. I will never fail you. I will never forsake you. It's an interesting thing, isn't it? Because Joshua listens. As you read through this book here, Joshua listens to the word of the Lord. The Lord tells him, I will be with you. You will vanquish each and every foe. And whenever there was some hiccup, so to speak, in their battles, well, there was always a reason for that. Perhaps there was someone within the camp who hadn't listened to the instruction of Joshua and the officers. Always. The Word of God instructs us in this way. Be strong. Be strong. Well, perhaps this morning you're sitting there in the pew and you're like, okay, what does that mean? How am I to be strong? You are to lean on the one who is the victor. I am not telling you this morning to start a new workout regimen. Go to the gym and get strong. That has some benefits to it, I suppose, but not what we're talking about here. When we talk about being strong and courageous within your home, I'm talking about being the father that you're called to be. Look in Paul's letter to the Ephesians as he instructs them there. You are not to be a dictator or some sort of a disciplinarian with showing no love at all to your children, but you're to lead them how? In a Christ-like way. When you look at the scriptures and you begin to study them, you will see, as you look at instruction for fathers, this is what the word instructs us to do, to teach them, to continue to teach them, to turn them always, not to veer to the right or to the left, but simply continue to preach to them and teach to them the word of God. He has it as the word of the law here, the word of the law of the Lord, the word of God. We continue to bring to our children as they question us, as they ask questions about whatever it is that we teach them. We simply point them back to the scripture over and over and over again. And we don't veer from that. We are to be strong. To be strong and courageous. Now it's interesting to me that when Joshua, and I'm kind of using this passage this morning, I'm not trying to decipher it, you know, verse by verse, but simply looking at some of the clear teachings here. First of all, Joshua, and I'll use Joshua as you dads, you who are the leaders in your home, okay? You are to be strong, you are to be courageous, you are to heed to the word of God. Instruct your children in that. Don't veer to the left or to the right by the winds of doctrine or whatever it is that would come down the pike and say, well, you know, this is a pretty grand idea over here, or this idea over here is pretty good as well. No, you simply stay centered on the person of Jesus Christ, the new Joshua who has given us the victory, and you continue to teach your children of him and of his teachings and of his word and of his law and all of his marvelous grace. But then Joshua turns to the officers. And as I thought of this, this thought went through my mind. The officers are like the older dads. Okay? Bear with me here. You dads who your children are, you got an empty nest now. You have nobody in a home anymore. You're more geared up to your grandchildren, perhaps. Don't forget about your sons and your daughters, of course. But today is Father's Day. You as a dad, as an older dad this morning, as you can watch your son as he is now raising his own family, the word instructs us that we would also in that area be the ones who would come alongside of them and encourage them. You can go to Titus for that. You who are the older father this morning, who are looking at your sons now being fathers, now it's your job to come alongside of them and to encourage them. And you are to be strong as well. You are sometimes going to have to confront your sons, and you're going to have to tell them, no, what you're doing or what you're saying is not right. It's not according to the word. And how are you going to do that? Well, you have to be strong. You have to be courageous. And this isn't some kind of rah-rah rally where we get ourselves all hyped up and we run out the door and we're going to do this thing and then tomorrow morning we've completely forgotten. No, this is the word of God as he instructs the older men as well, who would come alongside of the younger men and encourage them in their parenting, encourage them in their walk as believers, to work together as a body of believers so that we could go forward, as it were, into battle. And I've used this metaphor before, but that's really what the church is all about, isn't it? We're the church militant, as we confess within the teachings of the word and of our catechism even as well. where we go forward in this world and we do battle with the enemy. But the enemy isn't necessarily like flesh and blood. The enemy is actually the devil himself and all of the deception that he pours down the pike. You can read about that in Ephesians and in Peter and in other places as well. We are to stand up. We are actually to stand up and to yank out our swords and to do battle with the deception that is out there, the Word of God. We are to be strong. Notice what he says. And I'm not even going to really comment on the Reubenites and the Gadites and the Hittites and all these other people. But he says, and I'm just simply looking at this in this way, until the Lord has given your brethren rest. So he tells these old other people from the other tribe, he says, you are to come alongside now, these other men, and you are to help them as they go into battle until they have achieved rest as well. And where do you find your rest this morning, older dads? You're to help us younger ones. I'm one of the younger ones. Our rest is found in Jesus Christ. You see, this is really what I see in this text. You dads, you older ones, you've gone through many more years than we have. You have much more wisdom than we have. And you found your rest in Christ. And you continue to go back to that place. And when you see us younger ones, and that could go for anybody here. It could be any of you women as well. When you see any of these younger ones who begin to flounder in their walk, who begin to be attracted to this teaching over here or that teaching over there, and you recognize immediately the danger that is there, then you are to stand up as an elder within this congregation, and you are to come alongside of them and encourage them back to the central point of their faith, and that is Christ. You are to help them till they as well find their rest in Christ. And even the leaders need encouragement as well, don't they? Because he says as he closes this thing, they say this. This is how they answer Joshua. All that thou commandest us, we will do. And whithersoever thou sendest us, we will go. According as we have hearkened unto Moses in all things, so will we hearken unto thee. Only the Lord thy God be with thee as he was with Moses. Whoever he be that doth rebel against thy commandment and will not hearken unto thy words in all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. And then he says to him, only be thou strong and of a good courage. Why is that important? Joshua had heard the word of the Lord, okay? The Lord had spoken to Joshua and told him, be strong and of good courage. But yet these men turned around to this leader that God had ordained. He had placed him now in this position where he would lead this mighty group of people forward into Canaan, across the Jordan. That man needed to hear the word of the Lord through the lips of the people. Because that is what we are, my friends, whether we know it or not. That is what we are as the followers of Jesus Christ. We are to be the ones who imitate him in this world. And really, that's what sums all of this up. You and I, who are fathers this morning, are simply called to be the imitators of Jesus Christ. We are to be this now for our families, for our wives, for our children, and for those around us as we function and move and live in this world. And we are to teach them always the way of life. You notice how it's said in here? If they don't command you, they'll be put to death. Because we simply go out there and we proclaim to people the message of Jesus Christ, and we say to them, to our children, to whoever, that this is the way of life. Any other way is death. It's as simple as that. If you want to know life, you need to find your rest in the new Joshua. You need to find your rest in Jesus Christ. To go anywhere else is to go into the realm of death. So I want to encourage you this morning, church. Fathers, first of all, be strong. Be courageous. For the Lord your God goes with you wherever you go. He will never fail you. He will never forsake you. Even as we read in Deuteronomy and in Hebrews chapter 13, the Lord says, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you. Let me read that. One of my favorite verses. And I'm just going to read the latter part of chapter, or verse 5 of chapter 13. There's a whole different topic before that. But he says this, for he saith, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And then verse 6, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. You see, too often we're too full of fear. The kingdom of God that you and I belong to is not a kingdom of fear. Which is why what I'm telling you this morning is not some pie in the sky by and by, you know, some ideology that's just way unattainable. It's attainable. We can be strong as fathers. We can be courageous because our Savior, our leader, our general has already went into battle, and he went alone. And he went the way of the cross, and there on the cross he died, washing away all of our sins. All of our inadequacies have now been poured out upon him, and now he pours his Holy Spirit into us. And tells us, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you, I will be with you wherever you go, I will be with you until the end of the world. And we forget that. I want to encourage you, fathers, again this morning, study the Word, read the Word, see what it says to you, for you and for your family. Instruct your children, teach them of Jesus Christ and of His ways. Because the Lord your God is with you. Do you believe that this morning? The Lord your God is with you wherever you go. It's amazing. It's really quite an amazing message. Be strong, my friends, and be of good courage. For, as we read in the psalm, he will strengthen your heart. He will guide you wherever you go. Amen. Shall we pray? Our gracious Father, we thank you this morning for your word. We thank you for the Joshuas of the Old Testament, who, Father, listened to your word and led by example. Joshua, when he came to the end of his life, Father, as we read even in this marvelous book, instructed your people and said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So, Father, even as you have equipped us this day by the power of your Holy Spirit, help us to confess the same words, we who are the dads in the audience this morning, but also for all of us who are gathered here. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So, Lord, give us the ability to do so. Guide us and direct us by your Spirit. Be with all of the dads in the audience this morning. Encourage them. Fill them, Father, with your wisdom, with your guidance. Help them to be strong, to stand upon your truth, not to compromise your word, but simply to state it as it is said. And then, Father, help us to go forward as your children, as a church, of a body of believers, to go out into this world and to spread this gospel so that many people could be strengthened and brought to rest. For we ask this all then for Jesus' name's sake. And Lord, bless us and keep us. Make your face to shine upon us and be gracious unto us. Lift up your countenance upon us and give us your peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.